every summer has a song, one that you listen to on the beach, at barbecues, or in your car with the windows rolled down. And that song is everywhere. But it's getting harder to figure out which song is the song of summer. If you go by downloads, it could be Katy Perry. But if you track by radio plays, it could be Drake. And there's a third contender. Jasmine Garst of NPR's Planet Money team has that story.
This song, Panda, has been one of the most streamed songs in America for months. It's a very 2016 story, a hip-hop Cinderella tale for the digital age, with a Kanye West sneaker instead of a glass slipper. It starts off in England.
I'm from Manchester.
Adnan Khan was a college student with a part-time job as a cell phone technician, and he had another side job. He composed beats that rappers could buy off his website.
I sold my first beat for, I think it was around about $30. In 2 years, I made about $20K.
One day, he got home from work, he was in a bad mood, and he headed into his studio to make a beat. That dark, beefy beat that's tripping all over itself is called trap music. On the other side of the Atlantic, in Bed-Stuy, New York, a high school kid was listening. Sidney Royel Selby III. He went by the rap name Designer, with two I's. Designer bought the beat for just $200, and he laid his tracks on it. He called the song Panda, after the black and white BMW X6. He did what aspiring rappers do right now, posted it online for everyone to listen to. It became a street hit, got bumped out of cars of hip-hop fans everywhere. Rapper Kanye West heard it, and he loved it. Kanye decided to add some of his own lyrics and put it on his highly anticipated album, The Life of Pablo. I just want to be on the radar. There are three versions of this song. The beat made in Manchester, the designer version from Brooklyn, and then the superstar Kanye West version. Only one can claim to be the song of the summer, and it's not Kanye's, it's Designer's. Here's how that happened. Kanye's album was initially only offered on the streaming service Tidal, which you have to pay for, but the original was still out there, free to stream on SoundCloud and YouTube and Spotify.
The viral nature, the way people are discovering this record, is an indication that this is the future of hit consumption.
Chris Malamphy tracks the music charts for Slate. Panda hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and not because of radio play or because people bought it. Malamphy says its success shows how hard it is to measure the song of the summer today.
Streaming is no longer an afterthought. Where, as recently as 3 or 4 years ago, you scored a hit largely through sales and radio, it is now possible to have a truly massive hit that is led largely by streaming.
Whether or not he meant to, with Panda, Designer practically gave out a free product so that he could get a platform and start cashing in later. But it was a big win for everyone. Kanye, he got indie cred. Adnan Khan, the young producer from Manchester, he got signed onto a label. Designer, he got signed onto Kanye's label. And in summer 2016, that counts as a hit. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.